This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Football is back. So is Ross Tucker. And on the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Make sure to check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, daily NFL podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Ross joining us now on the Fan Hotline. Ross, football's back, which means you're back every single Wednesday at 4. Glad to have you back, buddy.
Well, I'm glad to be back. I get texts and social media at Ross Tucker NFL. People go through withdrawal. I mean, some say they don't know how to live without it. So I'm just glad that the entire region can now set their clocks to 4 o'clock on Wednesdays, and life is all back the way it should be.
This is the way it's meant to be. We started the show with a little bit of a disagreement on this topic. What would surprise you more with this Browns-Bengals game? A Browns win or the Browns being blown out by Cincinnati?
Browns win. Hmm. Yeah, I would say Browns win would surprise me. Now, I must say, week one is kind of a different animal unto itself. So, I'm never that stunned by any individual result in week one, but the Bengals guys have invested so much into winning this game. I mean, it's really remarkable when you think about it. You know, they never used to play their guys in the preseason. They played them the entire first quarter against the Eagles week one. I think they played like the whole first half against the Commanders week two. Joe Burrow was back there taking shots and getting hit, and it wasn't looking good, but they made a concerted effort to change things in order to win this game. Like, I can't remember the last time an NFL team made this much of an adjustment, did this much to win the opening game, let alone against a team, you know, projected to win five games or whatever, like the Browns. But I guess on some level, maybe the Bengals could come in tight. Maybe they put too much pressure on this game or too much pressure on themselves. Maybe the Browns play free and clear. But, I mean, the Bengals are treating this game like it's the Super Bowl to get off to a 1-0 start.
Yeah, and Ross, I agree with you, by the way, for whatever that's worth. But something you touched on there I think is interesting. Like, how much pressure-free environment the Browns are going to be playing with, and really Joe Flacco as well. Now, if you think Joe Flacco's got a quick leash with Flacco, maybe he'd be playing with a little bit more pressure. But Joe Flacco, and really this Browns team in general, should be about as carefree as it gets.
You would think so. I mean, the expectations are very, very low. And I think sometimes that makes teams dangerous, right? Because when the expectations are as low as they are, you know, maybe the coach can be a little bit more aggressive, maybe a little bit more creative. You know, I mean, Flacco's playing with house money at this point. I mean, I think a lot of people are surprised even playing for the money he's playing for, quite frankly, with all the money he's already made. So, you know, I think he wants to play well, but I don't expect Flacco to be shy. You know, I think he's going to get out there and sling it around and have fun and let it rip. And I think on some level, that makes the Browns a dangerous team. I think eventually, you know, things kind of settle down to where they should be. But certainly early in the year when Flacco's out there, I think it helps make the Browns a dangerous team.
Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker with us on the Fan Hotline. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. So you mentioned as long as Joe Flacco is out there early in the season, a lot of coded language there. How long of a leash do you think Joe Flacco actually has this season with Dylan Gabriel nipping at his heels?
I don't know. Four games? I mean, I guess it depends on how those games go, but off the top of my head, I would say 4 or 5 games. You know, if as long as they're 500 or above, I would think that Flacco would stay in there, but there's a distinct possibility that they're 0-4, 0-5, 0-6. I mean, those things are very, very realistic. I think 2-4 after 6 games would be a heck of an accomplishment. I really do, with who they're playing. So I would think if the season goes like a lot of people think it might, that we'd probably see Dylan Gabriel in there by week 7 against the Dolphins. But I wouldn't be shocked if it's earlier. I mean, if they're 0-4 and things go really poorly, I wouldn't be shocked if they put him in against the Vikings, although that's over in London. I don't know if they would want to do that. But I would say I think I'd be surprised if Joe didn't start at least the first 4 games.
But what is the lowest number of wins that automatically makes Stefanski and Barry safe in your mind?
Oof. I don't think they need an – I don't think there's any number. I really don't. I mean, I don't think they'd be operating the way they're operating if they were looking at it that way, Jonathan. Like, and they shouldn't. If you're Jimmy Haslam, okay, are you going to sign off on, like, the Travis Hunter trade and trading down and so many of the moves they made? You're going to sign off on that stuff, but then if they win 3 games instead of 5, you're going to fire them? Or 4 games instead of 6? That seems pretty stupid. I mean, that seems really short-sighted for an organization that does not appear to be operating that short-sighted. I know it doesn't seem like Di Podesta has ever operated that way. Certainly, I don't think Andrew Berry is. I mean, if Andrew Berry thought that was even a thing, Jonathan, I really doubt he would have made the trade he made to trade out of number 2 unless he thought making that trade and getting an additional first-round pick next year could help him sell the ownership on keeping him for another year, which I guess is possible. Maybe it's like a reverse psychology thing. But I think that they, barring something unforeseen, I think they're back almost no matter what. Because if it really drops out and they only win 2 games and they have the number 1 pick, I mean, there's going to be a lot of excitement about, hey, we got the number 1 pick and we have probably, I don't know, top 10, top 15 pick from the Jaguars. So we can get our pick of the quarterback we want and get another elite player. And we still have a bunch of, you know, pretty good players on this roster.
So I think there's a lot of logic to what you're saying about why would Stefanski and Barry sign up for this. But in the season, I think we're all imagining, whether it's 3 wins, 5 wins, 6 wins, whatever you think it's going to be, at the conclusion of this, you would have had 6 seasons, 2 winning seasons, 1 playoff win, and obviously still the worst trade in NFL history. I just don't know too many coaches or GMs that survive that kind of resume, no matter who their owner is or no matter what they signed up for going into the season.
Yeah, I would agree. I think two things. I mean, the lack of success is in large part directly tied to the worst trade in NFL history.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Right, so only Jimmy Haslam knows how he feels about that trade. You know, was that his decision? Was it Barry's decision? I mean, at a minimum, he signed off on it, right, knowing that it was a really, really big bet. And it didn't work out. He hasn't fired him yet. So it would seem to me that he's kind of given him a pass on that move, or he was heavily involved in that move or whatever. And that's as big a reason as any why they haven't had that much success. I mean, the flip side would be they've also made the playoffs twice in however many years and won a playoff game and done a bunch of things that the Browns really didn't do the 20 years before that.
So with Stefanski specifically, every time we bring up Stefanski, do you think he's a good coach? We hear, he's a two-time coach of the year, and which is a valid response, by the way. But how long should two coach of the year awards carry Kevin Stefanski in resume versus how people feel about him?
It's a good question. You know, it's a little bit of a different conversation, but this reminds me a lot of the Kyle Shanahan conversation in San Francisco, because it's like Kyle Shanahan either goes to the NFC Championship game / Super Bowl or the Niners have a losing record. You know, I mean, his record as a head coach is 70-62. That's not all that impressive. But I think almost everyone generally considers him to be a very good head coach. If the Niners ever moved on from him, certainly there'd be a bunch of teams that would want to jump at him immediately. I mean, immediately. And he's coming off of a 6-11 team that, you know, had their quarterback the whole year and is certainly a more talented team than Cleveland. So I think those are similar conversations where it's like, how many bad years are you willing to stomach? How much of the blame for that do you put on the head coach? And I would suggest to you that Stefanski's done enough that, you know, certainly he has, in my mind, all of this year and then whatever he would get the next year. I mean, last year was really, in my mind, I don't know, seems like his first really bad year. And there's a myriad of reasons for that. But, I mean, he had a couple 11-win seasons. Even the other years when they're going 8-9, 7-10, and Baker's got COVID or whatever, they're still competitive. I thought last year was the first really, really down year.
Let me ask you, in the AFC North, I just wanted your thoughts on the Steelers, because it's not that I believe in the Steelers or anything that they're doing, but I do find it interesting, the idea that Aaron Rodgers, they thought the circus was coming to town, and it's just been awfully quiet. Now, I don't think it's going to be quiet forever, and maybe if they start losing, it does get ramped up, but has it surprised you that Rodgers has come in there, and we really have not spent much time talking about Pittsburgh?
Yeah, thank God.
Do you think people just got worn out from it? Is that what that was?
Well, yeah, you know, we got worn out from it from February, March, April, May, June, whether I was going to sign with the Steelers. I mean, I don't know how much you guys talked about it, but that was like, why has he not signed? Is he going to sign? Why is he not signing? What's going on? Then he shows up and says, oh, by the way, I'm married. And I don't know, maybe he's going to do the McAfee thing this year. Maybe he's not. But no, I'm glad we haven't talked about him that much. I don't have high hopes for them. I think it's going to be very similar to seemingly every Steelers season at this point, where they win 9 or 10 games. Maybe they make the playoffs. Maybe they don't. Maybe he can show he's more than that at this stage of his career. I tend to doubt it. I think that, you know, to me, I've been jokingly saying that it feels like the Steelers are all in for a playoff win, right? Like, they haven't won a playoff game since whatever it is, 2015, 2016. They hear about that all the time. And when you think about the moves they've made, Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Ramsey, et cetera, et cetera, I think they really just want people like me to shut up and stop saying that they haven't won a playoff game in 10 years. I don't think they realistically think with this roster and Aaron Rodgers that they're going to beat the Bills or the Ravens or the Chiefs or whatever, but I think they really just want to win a playoff game, and they think this is their best chance to do so.
Ross, I will preface this by pointing out, so we can protect ourselves, that it is wildly early on either thing, but are you more out right now on Belichick's year one in Chapel Hill, or Arch Manning is the first pick in the 2026 NFL draft?
Really good question. Two things on that. Number one, the amount of people that have suggested that their franchise is tanking this year for Arch Manning is embarrassing. Like, embarrassing. The kid had less than 100 passes last year as a backup quarterback, and yet I hear that from Browns fans all the time. All the Cowboys fans, when they traded Micah Parsons, Jerry's tanking for Arch. He's tanking for Arch. It's like, what? You guys are embarrassing yourself. I mean, this kid hasn't even really played yet. And Ohio State just showed a lot about that. And then Belichick, has anyone done more to damage their reputation over the last 5 years than Belichick? I mean, he's the reason why Brady left. Brady wanted a little more money when all these guys like Derek Carr were making $30 million. Brady wanted to just get to 25 because he was at 20, and they gave him $5 million in incentives. Like, embarrassing. I mean, Belichick is the one that made Brady leave, okay, so that Brady could go elsewhere and win a Super Bowl and show that he could do it without Belichick. And then Belichick shows he can't do it without Brady at all, and they're a disaster. Then, you know, whatever you think of his private life, and then he takes this college gig, and they get absolutely obliterated. Do I think they'll be better than that? I mean, yeah, they can't be worse. But, look, I think Arch Manning will be better as the season goes on than he was against Ohio State. I think he'll have a really good year. I think North Carolina will figure it out, and they'll be, I don't know, 500. They'll be fine, right? So I think they'll both end up being better. I guess I'm more out on Belichick having long-term success in college football because I don't think he even really wants to be there. I'm not sure why he's there. And I think that there are probably a lot of people realizing that with every day and every game, a lot of the shine off of his Patriots accomplishments is being taken away.
Ross, great stuff, buddy. Glad to have you back. We'll talk to you next Wednesday and breaking down some real football.
Later, dude.
Later, dude. That was Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Make sure to check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast Daily, NFL podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. We'll react to what he had to say, talking about those two Coach of the Year awards and how far they carry in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.